and
you find a huge food before the person, you know this person is not
safe.
For the person to be eating food, that means the person is healthy. If someone is hungry, it's a sign of good health in spirit and in the physical. There's the hunger of the spirit and the hunger of the body. If someone is hungered, it's a sign of good health. And also, if you're hungered in the spirit, the Bible says blessed is for those who thirst and hunger for the kingdom of God, because their thirst will be quenched. It means that there is hunger in the spirit.
Matthew chapter 5,
the book of Matthew chapter 5 said this.
Blessed are they
that
thirst and hunger for the kingdom of God, for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
That is the hunger of the spirit. But the same way, the time of hunger is a very crucial time that the devil take advantage of to tempt people. Let's go to the Bible. When Christ was directed to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, after he had fasted for 40 days and 40
nights,
after then he was hungered. Tell the person beside you that he was hungered. Satan did not tempt him before he went into fast. For 40 days and nights. Those of you who have experienced 3-day marathon fast, you know how it feels. Now compare to 40 days and 40 nights. If someone even fast just for a day, 6 to 6.
Once
it's 6 p.m., you don't pray long because of hunger. After the tempter got to him, the tempter noticed that he was hungered. He took advantage of the hunger to tempt him. Tell the person beside you, be careful when you are hungry. What do we even call hunger? Hunger is a thirst for something. A thirst for food. Hunger is searching for something, either in the spirit or in the physical. Some people are not hungered for food. Some, their hunger is for money. They are seeking money, that is their hunger. Some are so hungry for fame. That is their hunger. Be careful. What kind of hunger are you hungry? I said something before. In the first service. I said when someone is hungry, and if the person is not careful, he will eat something that is not good. If the person is not careful, if you are not disciplined, you eat what you're not supposed to eat because you're hungry. Yoruba people do pray that God should not allow us to eat the food of our enemy. That is hunger. Hunger. It is not just food that makes someone to grow, either in the spirit or in the physical.
What
makes a man to grow is the kind of food the person feed on. One can be eating and not grow. Let's take a case study of children. A child has just given birth to you. You can't give the person a solid food. Thinking energy, the solid food made the baby to grow faster. Within 3 days, the child will lose
its
Truly, you're feeding the baby. But the food you're feeding the baby cannot bring about growth. There's one thing we call balanced diet.
Very good.
There are some certain food that a man must eat to be healthy in the body. If the foods are not complete, that's what brings about kwashoko. You see some people with pulse belly, they have a lot of food in them, but it's not working for them. You see their ends very tiny, but the tummy will be so big. If one is on guard, one should be careful. What is that thing that you use to quench that thirst? The Bible said when he was on guard, Satan always pray on the time of hungry. What it will look into is what kind of hungry are you having? Before the devil tempts a man, you first consider what kind of hunger is this person having. You notice Christ is hungry for food. After the tempter got to him, he said, if you are the son of God,
the
man that
didn't
come to become bread, don't you know what it means that so when someone asks you if you're truly the son of your father? It's also a great insult and challenge in the Yoruba culture for someone to challenge your birth. If you're not someone that is careful, you must have been. Because in the Yoruba culture, it means the person is calling you a bastard. So look at the way devil plays that. If truly you are the son of your father, he was there.
In Matthew chapter 3,
in the book of Matthew chapter 3, when Christ was baptized and the Holy Spirit came upon him, and God sounded, he said, here is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Satan heard it there. He now came back in chapter 4. You are the son of your father. When you are hungry, be very careful. So you must have taken up the challenge that how dare you call my father. Satan is trying to destroy Jesus Christ. He wants to turn him to a magician. He knows he has the power. The kind of power he brings out from the fire can turn those stones into bread. But it will have become a magic. But God is the God of process. If he wants to give you bread, he first give you flour. And he
asks
you to mix it. And he will provide oil. And
he
says, fry and make the bread. Listen to me. But even in the hunger, he answered, brethren in the Lord, let's be careful. Be it the hunger of the spirit or of the flesh. Let's look at what is happening around us today. We are the generation that is so hungry. People People are so hungry in spirit. They are searching for God where He is not. They are so thirst for God. They have been searching for God because of hunger. They were now being fed all kind of junk. Look at what is happening today. A lot of false teachers out there. Because people are thirsty. Because they are hunger. Most especially, thus says the Lord. That is what most people are hunger for. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. People are not going after abilities. Because they are hungry. But they are not seeking food where they are supposed to. If you are a member of this church, I am congratulating you. If you are tested in spirit, God has sent you here. All of you, I want to know that God has sent you here. Because if you hunger to a place where you'll be fed with chunks, you will regret going there. I'm praying. Satan will not capture you. He will not capture us. Let's be careful. Are you hunger in spirit? It's not all prayer meeting that you attend. A revival is going on somewhere. You are hunger for revival. Wherever you go now, you see people at the top hill. Gatherings. If your test in spirit, it's a blessed ease. For those who thirst and hunger for righteousness, because they will be fed in heaven. Let's be careful, brethren. When someone just become born again, or you just have an encounter with Christ, there's a certain hunger that you experience. You feel like praying, like hearing the word of God. Most of us, that was what we experienced when we first gave our life to Christ. The zeal was so much. But because of the places we went to, what we were being fed with, instead of us to grow, He killed some people in spirit. I'm praying. All sorts of junk. Whichever way, God will wipe them away today. Let's be careful.
I want to
the selling of particular oil, some we went to
purchase.
Some are so thirsty for oil. Some people is because they are hungry. That's what bring about their problem. When you are hungry. When you are hungry.
Let's go to coming back here. Peteru kini.
First Peter
2 and from verse 1.
Chapter 2 from verse 1.
Nitori na e fi aran kan gbogbo lele ni apa kan ati etan gbogbo ati agabagebe ati ilara ati sisoro buburu gbogbo.
Therefore, keep all malice, all ankipaki, and all enviness, and all sorts of evil words.
You
will notice that these attributes are so much in the life of a lot of Christians. Envy. This is
agabagebe.
Ankipanki.
Hypocrisy.
Ilara. Envy, jealousy.
Atisi soro buburu gogo.
And all sorts of evil words. Destroying people's life with your mouth. Look at your neighbor.
Tawa jibai, what is all their finish you?
You notice a lot of Christians with these attributes in their lives. What is the reason? They are hungry.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò jó oúnjẹ tó yẹ kan jẹ.
But they didn't feed on what they were supposed to feed on.
Wọ́n ti pẹ́ nù ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì.
They've been for long in the church.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ẹ̀mí wọn ò dàgbà.
But in the spirit they are not growing.
Wọ́n ti lè jókè.
They must have been they must have title.
Wọ́n ti lè lẹ́gùn ẹ̀mí kan máa sọ tẹ́lẹ̀.
They may have the gift of the spirit.
Ó yẹ kó ti lọ ọdún ẹ̀mí bí ọjọ́ mẹ́ta.
They must have gone in trance maybe for 2 days.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀sìn máa rí àgàbàgebè nínú
wẹ̀. Thing in their life.
Mo sọ kankan lẹ́kùn, mo ní ìwọ tó bá sì parọ́.
I said something to the others, I said you that you still lie.
O ti dàgbà.
You are yet to grow in spirit.
Inú ẹ̀mí.
In spirit.
Irọ́ pípọ̀ ọmọdé ló wà.
Telling lies is supposed to be fine with among children.
Tọmọ bá ṣe kan torí ẹ kò fẹ́ ká ẹ̀ dán.
When a child does something and because they don't want to be punished.
Èmi kọ́ mo ṣe.
They will say I'm not.
Mo máa mú kí ni ẹ̀dá nígbà yẹn máa parọ́.
They will hold on to this house, they will still be lying.
Who touch this thing? Àwọn ọ̀dà ni o. Àná sókè báyà ni I'm not the one. Ọmọdé ló máa ń parọ́. Àgbàlagbà.
A matured mind.
Takes responsibility.
Wọ́n a máa gba máa ṣiṣẹ́ lórí ìwà
tó bá wù. Bínú èmi mo ṣe. Bí ọmọ tuntun verse 2. Kí ẹ máa fẹ́ wàrà ti ẹ̀mí. Sọ pé wàrà tẹ̀mí.
Milk of the spirit.
Wàrà tẹ̀mí náà èyí tí kò ní ẹ̀tàn. The old English version say tí kò ní, that is not adulterated. Tí wọ́n tí ì dá nǹkan. Kíní kan wà tán pé kókó láwùsá bí ẹ̀kọ́ ni. Wọ́n máa ń fi dá wà náà fi máa ń ṣe. Wọ́n máa ń dàbí míìkì tó bá ṣọ́ra wàá rò pé míìkì ni. Kìí ṣe wàrà tí wọ́n ti dá nǹkan mọ́.
It's not an adulterated
milk. Wàrà ti ẹ̀mí tí kò ní àdàlù.
A pure milk of the spirit.
Kí ẹ̀yin kó lè máa ti ipasẹ̀ rẹ̀ dàgbà sí ìgbàlà.
So you can grow unto salvation.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ò dàgbà lénìí.
A lot of people are not growing today.
Ẹ̀bùn ló pọ̀ kò sí ìdá torí pé kí ni wọn kò jóúnjẹ ẹ̀mí tó yẹ kán jẹ.
We now have more of manifestation of gift because people are feeding on the food of the spirit. They are hungry.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn kò jẹun tó lè mú wọn dàgbà nínú ẹ̀mí.
They are not feeding on what will make them grow in spirit.
Ìjọ tó bá ń lọ.
The church you worship in.
Ó ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ìdàgbà ẹ̀mí rẹ̀.
Has to do with your growing in spirit.
O lè lo ọdún mẹ́wàá nínú ìjọ.
You may be for 10 years in the church.
Tóun tí wọ́n bá ń fún ọ jẹ tí ò bá pé.
If what you're being fed with is not a balanced diet.
Wàá sì kò sígbà tó ò ní fi àwọn ìwà verse 1 yẹn hàn.
There's no way that you not have attributes of those character.
Tí bari téèyàn ń ṣìwà wù lénìí.
If I see some people misbehaving today.
Máa wò pé irú ìwàásùn wo ló ń gbọ́ every Sunday.
I like to consider what kind of sermon do they lis ten to every Sunday.
Irú oúnjẹ ẹ̀mí wo ló ń jẹ.
What kind of food of the spirit are they feeding on?
Alẹ́ tó ń fún ló ń jẹ ẹ̀mí.
Who are those people feeding them with the food?
Ẹ tó bá wọn abọ́ yòó gan ti yó.
The person that will feed someone must have been well fed.
Ṣé tó wá sí pẹpẹ?
This one has come to the pulpit.
Tó ní kò sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́.
And say there's nothing to say.
Èèyàn fẹ́ wá fún ẹ lóúnjẹ, ó ní kò sóúnjẹ mọ́.
Someone wants to feed you and he's telling you there's no food.
Kò sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́.
Not there's nothing too much to say.
Èèyàn fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ wàásù. Nǹkan tó kọ́ fi bẹ̀rẹ̀ ó ní kò sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́. Àwa ara ra wa létí ni. Ǹjẹ́ nísinsìnyí? And nǹkan tó jẹ fún odidi ọdún kan nìyẹn.
And that's what you've been feeding on for a whole year.
O wa ni kesu de ko mo ri emu.
You now expect the devil to come and not tempt you.
O ni igba kan ti mo lo church kan.
This time I went to a church.
Ni lo offer.
In offer.
E mo ko awon church ta ba tin se roaster iwasun.
You know in a church where they have roaster for someone.
Orisirisi ounje wa ma je.
You feed on a lot of food. Different kind of food.
To ye pe gbogbo roaster kan everybody. E to ye pe enikan ti senu church.
Someone has offended him in the church. You think he's preaching to everyone, but he's directing it to a particular person.
He
must have cooked a food of insult.
So Barak when she did pepe.
So when he got to the pulpit.
So before he
come to the pulpit, he must have danced around the church.
So when now
God he said, choir, I want to sing a song.
Ṣèbílẹ̀ olóko la wà ń lé àwa ò lọ́nà méjì tójúlé olóko ẹ mọ́ fojú ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ wọ́n mọ́. Ó sọ fún àwọn tó ti pàdé ń bí abalọ̀ nìyẹn. Àwọn tó mọ ṣóò ẹ̀rú nǹkan tó ń ṣe pé ṣèbí gbogbo wa ilé olóko là ń lé ẹ mọ́ fojú ẹlẹ́ èmi lóníwàásùn ìní ẹ mọ́ fojú ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ wọ̀ mi. to na ba wa bere ani nigba ta ko shoshi yi.
You now be telling all sorts of stories when you
need church. Awon ipo ti o ni ituma ani ano ma iru won ma ni oni jeri kan no shoshi ani baba laba ani sese ani mo wa nbe ani ori la fi ru block ibo le yin wa ngba ya ori as eh ata to ba so story bi melo kan ani se mi mu so ani samu lo so ebi kan Genesis.
After a lot of stories, just end the sermon like that.
Iru onje mi to nje.
The kind of food of the spirit you feed on.
O ma tumo siru bibe yawo e se ma ri.
We determine how your family life will be.
E ba ri opolopo church. Tokunrin nfe leyin gba to ni yawo a tun fe yawo mi kini onje mi to nje ta lo nbo.
If it's
who is his father
in a particular church having two or three wives, what kind of food
the
of
challenges
are they feeding
in
on?
Many families is traceable to what the man is being fed in the church he attends.
Ipenija ninu opolopo ijile ale ewo lo sibi ibi ijo ti won tin church ati
go won go opolopo awon eyan ni mo ti ba pade.
I do tell people, I have met a lot of people.
Papa ni church ti mo ti dagba.
Especially in the church where I grew up.
Awon to je pe te ba ri iwa awon e mo pe dada lele.
Those people that when you see them, you know they are good people.
Kani won wa ni ayika ibi ti oro ti ye koro.
Are they in an environment where they have good words of God?
Oni jowo ara re fun eko to ye koro.
Apostle says surrender yourself to a valid teaching.
Kani won lo si awon ijo ti e to je pe every Sunday eko to ye koro aye won o ba mo ri bo se ri.
Are they worship in churches where they were being fed with good words, their life wouldn't have turned the way it is.
Some people
do, they even misinterpret the Bible after they have
misbehaved. They will
say, God has looked into the old world and said, there's no one that is holy in the world.
If the
teaching is not solid, the life of sin will be easy for Christians. They are truly hungry, but what they are feeling on can never make them grow.
Ojo kan mo lo ko to ni pe ngba ta n court pelu yawo mi.
When I was courting with my wife,
mo lo church kan ta jo lo ni redeem.
I went to a particular church, a redeem church.
O ye kin so, o ye kin daruko church e. We o ri be ni be yen ni sha. Ngba ti mo gbo wa mo pe yawo mi sey mo ni se nkan te nje lojojumo every Sunday ni.
After having a sermon, I have to call that, is this what you feed on every Sunday? That, there's no way you can grow here. If you spend a year,
sister pastor,
in
answer
the pastor, and that
the
person preaching is the assistant pastor. As the person that is speaking, he also is hungry. It is only someone that is well fed that can feed others.
Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bi eniyan ba ti ibola wa e fun mi basu yen basu e fun mi basu bi omo tutu
like a newborn child
ti on ba koko bi omo
if a child is just being given birth to
wara omu iya e na ma koko fun mu
the child will be fed with the breast milk
ti o ba si omi omu won a wa nkan ki wa se ori o loju milk te le fomo tutu
if the breast milk is not enough
to ba lo pe pick milk dun po milk o kun po ti to lo bu somo lenu omo ya ku ni o laarin ojo meta iko abe si wu.
You need to look for a particular a kind of milk that you can use to feed the child.
I se gbogbo wara ni wara gidi.
Not all milks are good one.
Bi omo tutu
like a newborn baby. You should desire.
Yeah, fawon to nfe tori awon elomi won bo won sugbon won fe.
Some people are being fed but they don't have the desire.
Elomi church to lo ibi to tin ko oro Olorun ni.
Some people where they worship is where they teach the word of God.
Ko ye koro wa nbe.
Where there is a valid word of God.
But tori pe ko fe.
But because they are not desiring.
Sibe eko ye oni ni ipa ninu aye e.
And the teaching will have no impact in their lives.
But if padi awon kan ri te ba bere pe to ba ni church bayi lo agba church bayi lo lo laye ri bayi
mi ro ko church people like that when they tell you where they worship you be surprised by why is their life like this
tori pe church ye a àwa mọ̀rú ẹ̀kọ́ tó wà ń bẹ̀.
Because we know the kind of solid teaching that is in those churches.
Ọ̀tọ̀ ni ká fẹ́ fún ènìyàn ní nǹkan jẹ.
It's another thing for you to want to give something to someone.
Ọ̀tọ̀ ni kóun gan ṣàfẹ́rí.
And it's another thing for the person to desire.
Ẹni tó bá ti dìgbà ìwàásù lẹ́rí dádìde.
So people, when it's time for sermon, that's when you see them go out of the church.
Pápá àwọn tó máa
wà lákọrin. Especially choir members.
Ìgbà ilẹ̀ tí wọ́n jáde síta.
That's why you see them go out of the church.
Ní ìgbà kan.
Sometimes ago.
Tí o bá ṣe pé ìyàwó ẹ̀rọ mi kó máa gbọ̀n báyìí.
If you know that someone is in trance.
Ẹlòmí ò ní jókòó ní church.
You will not stay in the church.
Alọ́lọ́ nǹkan ló ń sọ̀rọ̀.
They will say God is not the one speaking.
Tẹ́mi bá ti sọ̀rọ̀ ẹ pè mí.
When the spirit is speaking, please call me.
Bá ti gbọ́ láò alẹ́mi ló sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn.
So once they hear someone speaking in tongue, they will say that's the spirit of God speaking.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbọ́ dáadáa.
But listen to me.
Give me Peter. 1 Peter 2:23.
Pẹ̀sẹ̀rù kìíní orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ kẹta lé ní ogún.
Sọ́ni, ẹni nígbà tí akẹ́gàn rẹ̀ tí kò sì padà no. 1 Peter 1:23.
Pẹ̀tẹ́rù kìíní orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ kẹta lé ní ogún.
Bí a ti tún yín bí kìí ṣe látinú irú ti ìdàgbà ìdíbàjẹ́ wá bí kò ṣe èyí tí kìí díbàjẹ́ nípa ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti ń bẹ láàyè tó ṣe kíni tí ṣẹ́ri tí ènìyàn bá ń wàásù.
If someone is preaching.
Ẹ bá wo Hebrew orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá náà sọ bẹ́ẹ̀. Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo
Hebrew chapter 4 from verse 12.
Hebrew orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá kí ló sọ.
Hebrew 4:12.
Kí ló sọ. Nítorí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yè ó sì ní agbára.
Because the word of God is living and active.
Ó sì mú ju ìdà kídà olójú méjì lọ. Ó sì ń Olúwa ràn mí lọ́wọ́. Ó sì sharp.
Ó sì ń gúnni títí dé pinpin ọkàn àti ẹ̀mí ènìyàn.
Praise the Lord. Yorùbá Ọlọ́run ràn yàn lọ́wọ́ ni. Mi ti ẹ̀ mọ̀ pé mo lè ká mo ṣe ń ka orí ọ̀fẹ́ mo rí gbà. Ẹ kí hallelujah. Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yè.
The word of God is living.
Pàápàá lẹ́nu ẹni tó bá ní òye.
Especially in the mouth of someone that is wise.
Ẹni tó bá farabalẹ̀.
Someone that is calm.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo oníwàásù lèèyàn ń tẹ́tí sí.
It's not all preachers you lis ten.
Ẹlòmíì ìsọkúsọ ló jáde lẹ́nu ẹ̀.
Some people are just saying anything.
Ọ̀rọ̀kọ́rọ̀. Ẹnìkan wàásù lọ́jọ́ kan. Ó ní torí pé a ti kọ́. Náà tẹ bá bèrè lọ́wọ́ pé òun kò ka nǹkan tọkàn. A kàn mówe kan a kì í bọ̀. Torí pé a ti kọ́.
Because it has been written.
Tí ọ̀gẹ̀dẹ̀ bá gbé ara ẹ̀. Tó bá gbọ́ ṣe bárẹ̀ ló fi nà ìwé mímọ́ ló sọ bẹ́ẹ̀. Torí pé a ti kọ́. Inú ìwé wo ṣé ìwé àwọn àgbà àbí ìwé mímọ́. Ẹ kí hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ẹ̀kọ́ tó yè kooro. Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yè ni.
A solid teaching of God or the word of God.
There is life in God's word.
Iye wà nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Bó o ṣe ń gbọ́ ó látúnṣe tó ń ṣe nínú ọkàn ẹ̀.
Just as you lis ten to it, it's making some, it's doing some work in your life.
Ó ní ipa.
It's having some impact in your life.
Ó ní a máa gún ni.
It pierce.
Àní títí dé pínpín ọkàn àti ẹ̀mí níyà. Can you imagine? Ibi tí ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn níyà tó ó ní àti oríke àti àti ọ̀rá inú egungun. Kò síbi tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ò lè wọ̀.
There's no way the word of God cannot pierce.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó ṣe máa ń ṣe ìwòsàn ara.
That's why the word of God heals someone. It's not a month that ends up being is being laid on you before you
receive the healing. The last place, the innermost place in the body of man, only. Alright, that's the innermost place of any man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oro Olorun lagbara lati wo everywhere.
The word of God is so powerful that it can pierce into any part of the human body.
Bo ba ko be oro Olorun.
When you test for the word of God,
lati to satisfy your desire.
O ni agbara lati le je ki okan re ki o gba on ti o nfe.
Eke hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Te ba wo Johanu.
If you look into the book of John
21,
ori kokan le ni ogun. Jesus Christ said to Peter,
only Peter,
he said, Peter,
do you love me?
Did you offend on me?
Obere lowo e lalako.
He asked him at first,
Peter,
Peter,
iwo fe mi bi?
Do you love me?
Peter dalo.
Peter answered him,
Olukọ ni.
Teacher,
e mo pe mo fe yin.
You know I love you.
O tu wa dalo mu pe.
And he answered
him, wo lati verse 15. 21:15. Nje leyin igba ti won jeun owuro tan, Jesu wi fun Simoni Peteru pe, Simoni omo Jona, iwo fe mi ju awon wonyi lo bi? O si wu fi wu pe, be ni Oluwa. Iwo mo pe mo feran re. O wi fun pe bo ba ma bo awon Jesu mo pataki ebi.
Christ know the importance of hunger.
O de mo wi pe ti a o ba bo agutan bo se to,
I knows when the sheep are not being fed well,
agutan will go astray.
The sheep will just go astray.
Awa onje lo bi ti o ye ko wa lo.
They will go seeking food for where they're not supposed to. He asked him the second time. And he said to him,
omo Jona,
Simon,
iwo fe mi bi?
Do you love me?
O wi fun pe, be ni Oluwa.
Yes, Lord.
Iwo mo pe mo feran re.
You know I love you.
O wi fun pe.
And he said to him,
ma bo
agutan. Feed my sheep.
Jesus mo pe bi n pa agutan.
Christ knows that the sheep are hungry.
Owa fi agbara lati bo agutan le Peteru lo.
He now gives the power to feed the sheep.
Ma
to Peter,
awon agutan mi.
Feed my sheep.
Sugbon agutan to ba gbori duro ni o.
But it is only the sheep that stays.
Awon Yoruba lo ma soro, won ni o le meshi dodo. Sugbon o le kan dandan ko se kini.
You can take a horse to a stream, but you can't force the stream to the horse to drink from the stream. It's only the sheep that wants to be fed. Let's be careful. Hunger can bring about desperation. If you're not disciplined, either your hunger for fame or for money or for food, if you're not disciplined, can make a man to be desperate.
Genesis 25 from verse 27.
The book of Genesis chapter 25 from verse 27. Let's consider the case of Esau and Jacob.
Awon modekunrin na si daba. Esau si se ologbon ode ara oko. Jacob si se oboro eniyan. Yoruba dun oboro. A ma gbe ni ago. Isaac is ti fe iso nitori ti onje ninu eran odere ko lo si like e niye sugbon Rebecca fe Jacob si pe si pa ipete iso si ti inu igbede o si re iso wi fun Jacob iso wi fun Jacob pe emi be o fi ipete re pupa ni bomi nitori o ti re mi nitori na ni emi se ni a se pe oruko re ni Edomu Jacob si wi pe ta ogun ibi re fun mi ni oni
tori ebi cause of hunger
ni igba ebi o je igba iki esara.
The time of hunger is
for us to be very watchful.
Some people are eating their future.
What is your watchful?
It's in their future.
Tori pe won ni pamara ni igba ebi.
Because they lack discipline at the time of hunger.
O siru ebi to ba npa e.
There's no how hungry you are.
Mo je je kuje.
Do not eat anything.
Mo jo nje ta gba ojo waju lowo.
Do not eat the food that will take away your
food. Yala onje mi abi onje ara.
Either the food of the spirit or of the flesh.
Mo ma so opolopo awon eyan leni.
I said a lot of people today.
Papa awon ojise Olorun bi ti wa to sese
nda. Sorry, those men of God like us that's just coming up.
Ebi o kiki pa won.
People are hungry for fame.
O fe lo kiki lojiji.
They want to be famous all of a sudden.
O fe lowo lojiji.
They want to be wealthy.
O fe ma gun moto meta lekan.
Don't start riding three cars at once.
Ibi ebi yen lo mu ki mi lo segbe okoko.
That is why some people indulge in cultism.
Ebi ise nkan buburu.
Hunger is not a bad thing.
Sugbon to ba keyan ki eyan lo kiki abi ki okiki wuyan ki se kan buburu.
For someone to desire fame is not a bad thing.
Sugbon ti okan ju aba ti wo.
But when desperation is included.
Ebi yen mu o se kan ti o ye ko se.
Hunger will push into doing what you're not supposed to.
Awon eyan wa nsegbe awon.
Some people are now indulging in cultism.
Lori ise iranse ina.
All because of ministerial work.
Lori pe mo fe lo kiki.
Because I want to be famous.
Lori pe emi na kan ma so pe awon daddy wa lo nbo yen.
Because I want people to call me daddy.
Kile ma ro ki.
And I want everywhere to be shaking while I'm moving.
Come up here, daddy, lori egbe okoko.
So you want people to call you daddy?
Ebi okiki pa won.
Some people are hungry for fame.
Ebi ogun pa won.
They are hungry for glory.
Sugbon esu fi okan ju asi fun won.
But the devil has added desperation to it with them.
O fi okan ju akun ebi won.
He added to desperation to their hunger.
Won ma ri odidi eniyan mole
ko ri ero. They are very human in their place of worship because of people.
Ti ebi ba pa oki sara.
When you are hungry, please be careful. So that the devil will not add desperation to your hunger. You are a young person, a male or a female.
Yeah?
When your body is hungry, your body is hungry for pleasure.
Yes. Tori ko ma wu ni lati ni ibasepo pelu okunrin atobirin abobirin ebi ni o.
A urge for pleasure is a hunger.
Idini ye to ba ti towo mo towo.
There is, that's why if you're not, if you're yet
to eat, but
once you eat need, the hunger will keep coming more and more.
To ba ti biya ba re ti de.
And once the hunger has come,
we are basing wo. Ibi ti o ye ko.
That means that's going to where you're not supposed to go.
Okunrin ti o ye ko duro waju awa ma fo era lara.
A man is not supposed to stand before you and start caressing you.
Tori pe ebi pa oni kesa
because you're not
famara.
You're not disciplined, you're not being careful.
Olorun lo fi sibe sugbon o fi sibe de igba kan.
God actually placed there, but he placed there for a particular time.
Iwo to de niyawo sile to loko.
And for you that you're married,
tebi kini yen ba ti npa e koja sile nibi ti wa ti jeun.
When your body is hunger for pleasure, please go to where you can feed it. That's your home.
Mo lo jeun ni apete Jacobu.
Do not go to Jacob's place to feed.
Nibi ta ti gba ojo ebi re.
Where he will take away your birthright.
Ta ti gba ojo waju me lowo.
Where he will take away your future.
Mo lo jeun ninu koko. Mo lo je kula administration strange woman.
Do not go and eat from a strange woman's pot.
All women are women. When you are hungry, go home.
Ti ebi ara ba pa ojo wo lo si ile.
You have, if you travel,
You
are hungry. Leave the journey and come back home. It's better to come back home than to mess your destiny in the
future.
Hello, me ni bi ba se po lo ti so. Se bo nje lo gba tele. Ebi na ni o. Now, e won kan to so. Jacob si wi pe ta ogun ibi ire fun mi loni. Ah, mi ti ri ke yan be re ru kan be yen.
And Jacob said unto him, sell your birthright to me today. That's a strange thing to request. It's a strange request.
O wa pe ma bi Jacob. Eyan bu a se lo gba blessing ibuku egbe. Awon eyan o ni so igba ti
most people are busy blaming Jacob for taking his brother's birthright, but they fail to understand
Esau,
the part where Esau sold it.
Esau wipe,
and Esau said,
"Sawo na emi ko nilo eyi."
Behold, I don't need this right now.
When you jump on a woman, a strange woman, carelessly, that's what you are saying.
Ti o ba lo si odo odo ajeji obirin, o tumo si pe o nilo odo la re niyan.
Just sleep with anybody around. Okay, what is my birthright to me? Could mean anything.
You saw me kiss your ogun bi mi je fun mi gan ko ja mo nkan kan.
Ore kini ogun ibi yi yo se fun mi.
Of what good is the birthright to me?
Ebi. Ebi lo jo soro be yen o.
Hunger has made him to spoke that way. When a man is hungry, and he's not disciplined,
I don't get you, you go get.
He will feed on what he's not supposed to feed on. And Jacob said unto him, swear to me today. And he swear. His one has sold his birthright to him. The glory of a firstborn.
Ohun táwọn èèyàn bá máa sọ ni pé Ọlọ́run Ábrahámu, Ísákì àti Ísọ̀, ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ yìí ló yọ orúkọ Ísọ̀ kúrò tá fi Jákọ́bù sí.
People today will have been saying the God of Israel, Jacob,
ogun ayérayé ló ń tà.
He never realized his sword and eternal glory.
Jésù àdé àwọn èèyàn a máa sọ
Ọlọ́run
Ábrahámu,
people will be referencing Ísákì, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, but not Esau.
E will go. Tori. Kinan kwe porridge yuba. Asharu pupa. Asharu rede rede.
His soul and eternal glory because of porridge.
Don't mess yourself.
Masi tara renita kuta.
Otimo tori ebi ebi owo ebi phone.
Don't because of hunger for phone or for
iPhone
money.
iPhone 7.
iPhone.
Ebi don't pelu mini e.
That's some people's hunger.
Masha an iPhone, Nisha.
Just wants to get an iPhone.
Ogun awon to pete bi BlackBerry pa, awon da leni.
All those who hunger for BlackBerry, where are they today?
Not only BlackBerry. That they get food.
BlackBerry and eat all sorts of bad food.
BlackBerry da leni.
Where is BlackBerry today?
Be jade leni awon eyan ti eni wodo e. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jacob knows that he will be at ease after he has been fed. So he asked him to swear on him. And he swore on him. And he sold his best right to Jacob. Their parents were not there. But the heavenly saw it. And he was stamped with authority. That was why they didn't say anything.
Agbara Olorun tele Jacob lo le Labani.
The hand of God followed Jacob to the house of Laban.
Owo to ye ko tele Esau.
The hand that was supposed to go with Esau.
Ogo to ye ko tele Esau.
The glory that was supposed to go with Esau.
Jacob wa di eni to gbe oruko idile ro.
Jacob now became the person that now hold up the name of the Father.
O ni so ogo re nu.
I pray you not lost your glory in Jesus' name.
Si ebi ba n pa o.
When you are hungry,
see be bang pow.
When you are hungry,
Jacob si wi fun pe bura fun mi o si so ni igba na ni Jacob fi akara ati e mo kan to ya mi lenu be Jacob lo ye ko jo je yan.
Jacob was supposed to eat the food.
O wa gbe
He now gave it to him. And he took the glory. He took away an everlasting food from him. After he ate the food, he did not hunger again or not. When you are hungry, be disciplined. Because other hungers is to come.
Not
because of a present gratification of your need and indulge yourself in people are hungry for money. They want to ride on big cars. That's why they indulge in Yahoo. After they've gotten the money, the money will now become a problem to their lives. I pray
Satan will
not capture you.
Go back to Matthew 4.
In the book of Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says when he was hungry, the tempter came to him.
The accuser of the saints. Give me from verse 4. Or give me from verse 3. Matthew 4 from verse 3. We will Matthew will carry a seketa. A B.
Hunger.
A B kilon pao. Below it, A B kilon pao.
What are you hungry for?
You want to help me be your come. Only the king lock or not do you or do in you. Who got a next year? Shora or rich is your come one town.
You are so hungry for us, but please be careful. There are a lot of men out there.
Or do in the wedding meal, kiss in SEO, or do in you. All I want to share wedding, let your cage wedding down. If you look back, all that you wedding day. Celebrity for one day. Give me from verse 3. Okay, and look. Should go down, we pay. Atiko, where pay. And your kio wa lie. Nipa karanikan.
He answered, "It has been written, a man shall not live by bread alone." He was truly hungry. The Holy Spirit now opened my understanding to this. He said, "Hunger of the flesh was what Satan saw." But Christ was hungry for in the spirit. That was why he now said, "My hunger is not just for food." If you remember at a place, at the point where his disciple asked him, "Have you eaten?" He said, "I have a food." He was hungry, they said food they could not get. I have a food that you did not know about. To do the will of my Father. The hunger for heaven.
A particular scripture. Only he was walking ahead of the disciples.
He said only you
he was walking straight to Jerusalem. That they could not run to catch up with him. It now fulfilled the prophecy of David his son.
The
zeal. The craving,
itara,
the hunger,
ebi,
of my father's house,
ile baba mi,
has consumed me.
What is going to be
hunger,
ebi,
hunger,
ebi.
I pray for you.
Mugba,
hunger,
ebi ti akoti riru re ri.
For the kingdom of God,
we ijoba onu,
we fall upon you.
Oba ju Olorun lodu ko Jesus.
Unusual hunger,
ebi ti akoti riru re ri.
For the things of the spirit,
fun awon nkan ti emi.
For the word of God,
fun oro Olorun.
Hunger for prayer,
ebi fun adura.
Hunger for prayer,
ebi fun adura.
Unquenchable hunger,
ebi ti akoni pa.
The Lord will release upon you today.
Oba ju Olorun ni
in the name of Jesus. Eniyan ki yo wa laye nipa akara nikan
e ko se ti pa oro but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. What are the words that come out of the mouth of God? That's where we continue next week.
Balanced diet niyan
nkan tan pe ni jije pipe niyan
gbogbo oro
all every word
gbogbo oro
every word
ki se ko mu psalm nikan
not just speaking a particular psalm
nikan lo like
it is just psalm that you desire
psalm 35
psalm 35
you are not having a balanced diet
o ko je onje pipe
olu agogun ti awon tin gogun ti mi
god
be ja fun awon ti ba bi ja awon bi psalm bi kan ri bi epe ninu awon psalm
that sounds like us those are the ones you like
gbogbo oro balanced diet
all words
revelation exegesis from Genesis to Revelation.
Like the way Genesis did you if
that's
how you study the word of God. With a solid teaching.
Balanced diet.
Is it It's not that some people do not know the Bible.
Ni balance diet ni.
But they don't have a balanced diet.
Psalm ni kan lo mo.
They only understand the book of Psalms.
Mo ran tin gba yen ba won wuli se ma n so pa won mo Bible.
I remember them when our people prove that they don't understand the Bible.
To ba ti no fe ka Psalm kan.
When they're about to read a particular Psalm.
Wuli o ni gbe Bible akan yo pa ni.
You just see them with their staff.
And to lo ja jo ba ni ati ekun re. Aye ah wuli yen mo Bible. Bible yen pe Psalm jade. That's not balanced diet. Psalm is not the only scriptures.
Psalm.
If you feed on only Psalm, you will be spiritually
passionate.
And not only proverb. I just like, you know, Genesis story.
It's
not about what you like, it's about your health. Some of you don't like, you don't like carbohydrates. You don't like protein, dot. You eat it because you need it.
You need it.
That's why you eat it. Let's be on our
feet.
So for Lord,
tell God, God help me.
Do
not let desperation consume me in the journey of my life. Do not let me feed on my enemy's food. God help me.
Sorry,
prayers. God help me.
For me, tara emi.
Give me the zeal for things of the spirit. Let me thirst for the things of the spirit. Help me, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Ogo ni folu ani oke.
Hallelujah.
Eje je ka sare joko fun iseju die.
Let's be seated for a while, please.
Aki gbogbo wa.
Greetings to every one of us.
Si ninu isin ojo toni.
To this, to this,
service.